OS X was assembled in the laboratory where its remnants now reside. But OS M, the next generation, will be built in a factory now nearing completion in Chongqing. These solid-fueled rockets will be 20 meters tall and are destined for orbit. They will be able to launch payloads of up to 205 kilograms, a load the firm hopes eventually to increase to 750 kilograms by adding four booster rockets to the main one. OneSpace's target is the rapidly growing market for small, short-lived satellites that will observe Earth's surface for various purposes. At the moment, these devices, which weigh only a kilogram or two, are launched mainly as make-weights on missions whose principal purpose is to put a large satellite into space. Demand for small satellite launches is now so great, though, that businesses can be built on it. Rocket Lab, an American firm, has recently begun offering dedicated small satellite launches using a liquid-fueled rocket. OneSpace hopes the first OSM should be launched before the end of the year. The firm, which was founded in August 2015, owes its birth to government policies promulgated a year earlier that permitted private capital to enter the space industry, previously a state monopoly. It is backed by several Chinese venture capital firms, including Legend Star, Zhengshuan Capital, and the Hong Tai Fund. It says it has already signed a number of contracts to launch small satellites for Chinese customers. It may not, though, keep its lead for long. Several other firms, including Landspace and Linkspace in Beijing and Xpace in Wuhan, have similar plans and are pressing hard. It seems, then, that in the small satellite launch market, the Chinese are coming in earnest. With luck, at least from the customer's point of view, OneSpace and its modern fire arrows are about to ignite a private space race.